have been taking place in Turlestrand, County Sligo, of brothers Brandon and Shane Michael Skeffington, who died on Sunday night. Two hearses brought the remains of 9-year-old Brandon and 20-year-old Shane Michael to St. Attractus Church from their family home. This report from our Northwest correspondent Eileen Magner.
They used to take spins together in Shane Michael's car, but the final journey of brothers Brandon and Shane Michael Skeffington was made from their family home in two hearses, each with floral tributes saying son and brother. As they arrived, Shane Michael's friends stood outside St. Attractus Church wearing blue, his favourite colour. Brandon's transformer toy and a football the brothers played with were on the altar representing both their lives.
They were great friends. They would head off sometimes, they made journeys in the car, and they were close. What happened? What happened is that Brandon and Shane Michael died. And really, we don't know much more. And we might speculate and wonder and read reports what people think might have happened. But in the end, it comes down to, I suppose, what death is and what sadness is.
And Father John Glynn, the parish priest of Turlestrand, asked another question on people's minds.
What will we learn from this experience? Probably, as usual, very little. And for those who are young, it may be their first death of a friend. And you will learn that sadness and death do go together. The two lads, they were buddies. Shane Michael was into cars. I don't know how good a driver he was. There are a few cars out the back of the house, so I don't know whether that was a good or a bad sign. But he had the rosary beads on the mirror.
Shane would play football with his little brother Brandon, a boy described as being full of life.
He was larger than life, and he was a boy that was full of energy and the joys of life. He had a heart of gold. And his bright, sparkling blue eyes and big, beaming smile, they said it got him out of any awkward or tricky situation that he might have been in. I'm sure he wasn't.
The utter sadness at the tragic loss of their two lives was etched in the voice of their cousin.
To my best friend and cousin, Shane Michael, you helped me through my hard times. You were always there for me. You made me laugh. You took me spinning. I'll always remember the good times chilling. You always had a heart of gold. You were the best friend in the world. When we will look after Brandon, as you always did, we will never forget Brandon's cheeky ways and his gorgeous smile. Rest in peace, boys, we love you, and he will never be forgotten.
And that report was by our Northwest correspondent Eileen Magna. The two brothers are being buried after their funeral mass at Rue Cemetery in Tubbercurry this afternoon.